The Apostle Paul said that the preaching of the cross to them that are perishing is foolishness. But to we who are being saved, it's the power of God unto salvation. It's the power of God and the wisdom of God. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Praise God. We were looking into the book of Revelation and we considered how God is in control of everything. Even the events that surrounded Calvary, God was in control ultimately. And he had foreordained these things to take place. And perhaps the devil thought that he was winning a great victory by bringing Christ to the cross, putting an end to his earthly existence. But we find that it was through that means that the devil was conquered and that Christ triumphed, that the price for sin was paid in full, and the curse was removed. And it was through this that God was bringing many sons to glory. Praise God. Now, who could have ever thought of something like that but God himself? Really, it's marvelous. Praise God. And so we preach the cross, and some people think that's foolish. But, you know, there's the power of God. It's through the cross that God changes us. It's through the power of the blood. It's by that atoning sacrifice that we're made new creatures in Christ. The world is doing its best to try to change people, but they always have to work from the outside in. And that never goes deep enough. But Jesus, he comes on the inside, and he works his changes out. Praise God. And those are the changes that are true and lasting and glorious. Praise God. And so we want to thank God for Calvary tonight. Praise God. You can never thank him enough for Calvary. You can never thank him enough for his love that led him to the cross. Praise God. For the wonderful salvation that he wrought for us there. Praise God. And so it's good to come back to that often and to just praise him. Thank him for Calvary. Calvary covers it all. Everything you need has been provided for through that sacrifice. Everything you need for this life, everything you need to live a godly life, and everything you need to enter into the life to come. Praise God. It's all been paid for. When Jesus said, "It is finished," he meant it. Paid in full. Nothing more needs to be done except for us to enter in by faith and open our hearts and believe for God to minister his salvation, his full and free salvation to each one of us. I know he wants to do that for us tonight. Sometimes when I come to communion, I try to picture myself standing there before the cross. These emblems, of course, represent the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus. And I think about those that were before the cross, the Apostle John, Mary, the mother of Jesus, and a bunch of other Marys. I think, now how could I stand in front of that cross and look up and see my Savior bleeding and walk away with any sin in my heart that I've held on to? You know, tonight we're supposed to leave this place knowing that everything is under the blood. Praise God. That every shortcoming, every mistake, every sin that we're aware of, and even the ones that we're not aware of, we don't want to leave this place tonight with that still in our heart, any of it. And the Lord calls us to the communion table for that purpose, because he knows that there are some things we just don't get around to taking care of, or we don't get serious enough about. And so then he says, you need to come together around my table, and you need to consider my broken body and my shed blood for you. You need to make everything that's wrong right. Every wrong relationship, make it right. Don't put it off anymore. Bring everything up to date, under the blood. And so we want to do that tonight. We want to leave this place, everything up to date, all my sins under the blood, all my shortcomings. And if I have a relationship, an ill relationship with someone, well, you ought to make that right too. You can't do that during meeting, perhaps. And maybe the person isn't even here. But tell the Lord, Jesus, when this meeting is over, I'll do my part to make that thing right. if it's writing a letter, if it's making a phone call, if it's going to that brother or sister. And don't tell them, I forgive you for treating me so terribly. That'll only get them more mad. You say, forgive me for anything that I've done to offend you. And humble yourself. Praise God. Jesus humbled himself. He came down from glory, took upon himself the form of a servant. And the Bible says he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He couldn't humble himself any lower. And if he could humble himself like that for us, it's not too hard for us to say, I'm sorry once in a while, and to make things right with our brother and sister in Christ, or anybody else for that matter. Praise God. So let's come to Jesus. You know, this is even better than standing at the cross. There are a lot of people that stood there on that day in history, and they still left sinners. But you know, when you stand before Jesus in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and he opened your eyes to see what they didn't even see back then, he makes you to see the holiness of God. He makes you to see the wrath of God. He makes you to see the love of God. Well, that's a whole lot better than if you were right there in person. Praise God. And so we believe that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes tonight and give us a fresh sight of Calvary, and then that sight will bring us to our knees and cause us to praise him with all our hearts. Praise God. Let's sing that third verse again. I don't know if you closed your book. 465. Now I've given to Jesus everything, and I gladly own him as my King.
sprinkle your precious blood over this meeting tonight. Just as the great high priest sprinkled the blood of the sacrifice on the people, Lord, we pray that you, our great high priest, will sprinkle us with your precious blood tonight. Oh, we thank you for the cleansing. We thank you for the forgiveness. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the power of that blood, the life. The life that's in that blood tonight. And Lord, we pray that we shall enter into the benefit, the blessing of it, more fully by faith. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you for it. Amen. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of his love in the book he has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see. This is the dearest that Jesus loves me. I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. I am